Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the St. Louis Podcast. I am your glorious host today, Eric Brown, sitting next to Adam Ferris. We got a change of pace again today with the co-host. Matt, what are we on, our fourth now? We've had four people roll through that chair, I think. Garrett, Katie, Zach, and now Adam. Or Chris. I said Zach. Anyways, that's right. Today we have Star House on the St. Louis Podcast. We're going to get into the weeds with her and her business. But before we do, this is the St. Louis Podcast. Each and every Friday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, we drop an episode on all major podcasting, audio, and video platforms where we meet with the most badass people and creators, talk about business, entrepreneurship, and current events. Today, we're going to be talking about a lot of St. Louis, so I'm excited for our conversation. Let's jump into it, Star. How are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a great time of the year here in St. Louis.
It is.
Beautiful outside.
Oh, yeah.
Patios are finally open. I'm a patio kid.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. There's nothing better than a good patio.
Nothing.
it makes a restaurant.
Oh.
It makes a scene.
100%. So that'll be my first question here in a second. All right. Star House, creator of STL Tour Guide Lady on Instagram. Give her a follow. Over 17,000 followers. Congrats. That's awesome. Talk about travel information, resources for visiting St. Louis. So we just talked about patios. Let's talk about patios. What are some of your guys' favorite patios in St. Louis?
Ooh, I do not like favorites.
Give me a couple.
Well, some patios that I just run to usually, mm-hmm. Sasha's on Shaw.
Yep.
They have a whole vibe. The whole place is great, but the patio is definitely nice. I think they did some updates to it not too long ago, mm-hmm. so I definitely love Sasha's.
Both of them. The one on.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got the upstairs whole deck.
Yes, absolutely.
On Demond, yeah.
Absolutely. So definitely love that patio. They have live music there sometimes, mm-hmm. so in the summer and all that. So I'd say probably them, and then I do a lot of rooftops.
Yes.
So are we counting those as patios?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, all the hotels. So mm-hmm. mm-hmm. I just recently did an event at Friday night at Angott Arts Hotel.
Yeah.
They have a nice, beautiful view of the city.
I love that place.
So,
yeah,
yeah. So that place is typically a go-to also. And then, like, I think in terms of just looking at the city and the cityscape and, of course, like, the Four Seasons.
Right. Four Seasons is amazing.
That view is just insane. So, so those are kind of probably some places that I just really, really stand out. I have a whole list of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, just what comes to mind. So.
I know Adam's. I know Adam's favorite.
Yes.
Cafe Napoli.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh.
It's the best one.
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. And that whole place is such a vibe. Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I can't even believe that.
I love
it. Yeah, it is. It's a
bias because I live right in the area there.
Yeah.
So it's a block walk to Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a block walk home. So there's no driving involved. You can have some fun there.
Oh, you can.
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of fun there.
I'm sure.
And they got great food.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
They got great food. Do they still bring – I heard that they don't bring the steaks out anymore like they used to.
I can't lie. I don't eat there. I just go there on the patio.
I've eaten there, but it's been mainly like lunch or just bar type, you know, mm-hmm. not necessarily
yeah, I haven't had dinner there in a while, but I heard that they don't bring the meat out anymore.
I don't know.
And that's like that's such a nice thing when they bring out all the different cuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, because they used to do it. I hope they still do. I could be completely wrong, but Napoli's a vibe.
Oh, it is.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. And all you could just car watch is great.
Well, because
I'm surprised there's no YouTube channel guy that just sits at Napoli.
Well, there's photographers that sit there, and like they're usually you know high school kids, college kids, and they sit there across from Napoli, and they get the cars that line up in front, and they take mm-hmm. pictures of them. But the reason Napoli is so good, in my opinion, is because you have three different atmospheres. You have the dinner mm-hmm. atmosphere, or you could even consider it four. You have the bar to the right side, which is you know the more formal dining bar. That's more connected to the restaurant. Then you have the restaurant itself where, you can just eat dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the patio, which is beautiful. Sit outside. Great weather. You can hear the music from the inside. Mm-hmm. But then you have Cafe Napoli itself on the inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the club part of it, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, Bar Napoli. Yeah.
So it's four different atmospheres you can walk around. I don't think there's many other places that can do it that well.
I agree. And equally great, right?
Right.
So, I mean, go at any time of the day and pretty much have a great experience. So.
Yeah. No, that's true. I knew that was going to be your number one. You got any other good patios?
Herbie's? You ever been there?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Herbie's too. Yeah.
Herbie's is a good patio.
It's bad because I stick to
Sasha's.
I stick to Clayton and I stick to DeMunt because like you have Louis on DeMunt, you have Sasha's.
Talk about great. I wish they had a bigger patio, Louis. Yeah, because they just have those couple seats out front.
Yeah, I mean you can't get a reservation there for a while, so usually it ends.
No,
up,
you show up at 5.
Yeah, you gotta get a reservation 5 p.m. a week ahead.
Yeah,
it's crazy. And then usually I'll go to Sasha's because I love their rooftop. Mm-hmm. The rooftop patio is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Besides Sasha's that, it's really just Herbie's and then Napoli. Always go back to Napoli.
Yeah,
it's a good spot.
Anytime Village Bar has the patio open, I love it.
I hadn't been to Village Bar.
Mm-mm. It's Manchester and 270. It's been there absolutely forever.
Okay.
It's a dive bar, but it backs up to De Pere Park.
Nice.
So you can go get a beer or two, get a beer to go, walk around the park. It's a nice spot.
Okay.
Is that right in front of Route 66, the new place they put in there?
It's right down the street.
Okay.
It's right down the street. So it's
from the mall.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So it's literally where the pickleball courts are in De Pere Park, right next to it.
Exactly where you're talking
about. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that's always a good spot if you're not trying to break the bank.
Nice.
Some of the best burgers in St. Louis. And it's like, you know, $12.
Nice.
That's nice.
I know.
Can't say the same about Napoli.
No, you can't.
It's not the same.
All right. So as in terms of St. Louis, I'm curious, where did your love for St. Louis come from?
So I am not originally from St.
Okay.
Louis.
Okay.
Got it. Right. So
there's a lot of transplants that love St. Louis more than the people
from
St. Louis.
Everybody not
from
St. Louis loves St. Louis. Yep. Like I know so many people that I meet that are not from here and absolutely love it. I came here for the first time when I was 17, and I don't know. Like it's just been this connection since. I moved around a bit. I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
So I moved around lots of places, actually, and ended up in Springfield, Illinois. And so it was perfect because I would come here to do stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so just made a conscious decision to move here. I just in terms of things to do and, like, just the diversity and also just – you know, the cost of living and the traffic.
Sure.
It's just too many wins for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know. I just kind of fell for it and have been, you know, in love since. And I love promoting it and talking about it and convincing people not to say bad things and try to move away. Like, but probably 17. That's when we met and we fell for each other.
Nice.
And coming from Little Rock, Arkansas, with Fayetteville being not too far away from there, and from what I know, Fayetteville is one of the top 5 best places to live.
Mm-hmm.
How are you rating?
Isn't that where all Walmart is?
It's Walmart, Walton, Tyson.
Yeah, all of companies. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used to go there a lot because my sister went to college there. So, and then my roommates also went to college there. So with that being the number one, or I think it's first or second place for the best city to move to, how do you compare the lifestyle in Arkansas to St. Louis? Because it's very different in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And so I've actually lived in Fayetteville, the area. So, I've experienced it, you know, firsthand. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't think there's necessarily a comparison. I think it just, you know, depends on what it is you're looking for in your life, you know, your life experience.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's not looking for the same thing, you know? Like, and so, I mean, where I just so happen to be in life, you know, I do value not having a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
I do value having a lot of things to do at a low cost.
Sure.
I do value, you know, the people and the diversity. I think that one of the things that, don't get me wrong, Fayetteville actually has some, I mean, there's some diversity there because, you know, Walmart draws in a lot of, you know, people from other places.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then there are also some cultural groups that live there that have kind of, I guess, I don't know if they necessarily migrated, but they were kind of placed there. And so,
sure.
But anyway, so, you know, just in terms of those type of things, there's some similarities, right? But I think, you know, I don't necessarily compare St. Louis to anyone else.
Yeah.
I think it's its own thing. It has so many amazing things about it. The food, just the people that it breeds, you know, like some of the talent and the music. And I mean, I don't know a lot of places that just produces all that, you know, so naturally, you know. And so
St. Louis has really slept on as a good music
city.
It
is. It is.
100%.
Like even you could just go usually any Thursday, Friday, Saturday night and you can go to any of just a dive bar and find a band that's killing it. It's crazy. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. It's so true.
Because I think we're very centralized. I think it's an easy place to get to.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot of places around us that people kind of flock here to just to find something new. Mm-hmm. And then they end up staying for a long time. Like, even like you coming here when you were 17, I think that's very, very common that, you know, either people come here for college because we have great universities here.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
we have SLU and everything else, Maryville, WashU.
Well, that's why we're one of the biggest chiropractic cities in the United States, because we have Logan College here, and then they stay.
Exactly. That's why there's so many chiropractic offices here, because they end up staying.
Yep.
And I don't know, I haven't figured out why that is, but I think it's just because, like, speaking on Arkansas, I feel like you're not really a Fayettevillian.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a term that people use, but they're the St. Louisan is a very common thing. It's almost like an identity or like a profile that is given to you when you live here for long enough, where not many cities can basically form or breed somebody like that, where St. Louis can. It turns you into somebody.
I agree.
Well, what it's really odd that from an outside, like from someone moving here, a lot of people love it. But then there's a lot of people that grew up in St. Louis that are like, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's a classic case of grass is greener, right, on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of people move that I know, you know, in their 30s and 40s that move back.
Right.
Yeah. Especially when they're ready to have a family.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds cliche, but I just don't think you know what you have until you don't have it anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. You don't realize how good it is until you move to, like, Kansas City, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna go back.
Or you move to like LA, and you're like, every little thing you do, you have to pay for. And I love LA,
exactly.
Don't get me wrong, but like, I mean, most places you don't get all the access that we have here to, you know, the museums and the art and culture. And I just don't know of any, even smaller, even Little Rock, like you have to pay for that zoo, you know. So, I mean,
Forest Park's great,
right? My god, it is, you know,
what's a better park?
I think,
I mean, sure, you got New York, right?
Right. I don't know.
Like, I mean? Like,
it's just so different. We have a golf course in the middle of it, and the amount of
and all the museums that you can go to for free. You got the art, and you got the history museum right there.
Yeah, and then you also have
the zoo,
the Fox.
And you have the zoo,
you have the Muni,
also free.
Yeah. Like, all of those things are there, you know? So, and then I think just the fact that, I mean, a lot of free things are offered, it does allow people who may not necessarily, you know, they may not be able to experience some of these things in other places because they don't have money or whatever the case may be. And so that allows them to be able to share that experience too. So,
I
mean, you can spend weekends at Forest Park and do nothing twice.
It's true.
Yeah.
Do nothing
twice. I love walking around the art museum.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Cause it's always changing.
Yeah. I always go to the swords, like where the armor is. I'm such a child.
Yeah.
I'm such a kid at heart.
That's
I'm
your
like,
favorite thing?
Yeah, always. Always.
You're a guy's guy.
Yeah, always have to. I'm like, dude, that sword's sick.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, imagine wielding that right now.
Right. You're like, who wore this?
Yeah, yeah. Then you always look at the weight. It's like 20 pounds. Someone swung this thing.
Right.
I was like, that's insane. So if someone's visiting, I know you talk about obviously a lot of people that are visiting St. Louis. What are some of the places like you recommend that people have to go to? Obviously, Forest Park's one.
Oh, absolutely. And I do recommend, like, all of the, you know, the more traditional places, like the Arch. And, like, I mean, those are cool experiences. I actually, last week, got to, like, explore them.
Mm-hmm.
And, and again, you know, from a different perspective. And so the Arch, they just opened up, like, that new museum down on the lower level. And that was my first time going since they've, you know, changed things. And so that was pretty neat, you know. And then also, just being up and kind of seeing the city from that perspective, I think that's pretty cool. And a lot of people who are born and raised in St. Louis haven't done that. And so I encourage those people to do that. I know you ask about out-of-towners. But definitely that, I'd say if they have children with them, take them to the City Museum, even if they don't.
100%.
Because that place is just a whole, like, experience. And so I think that everybody should at least go, like, at least once. You
He's, him passing away was such a travesty.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because he was building the concrete place.
Yeah.
Which would have been the City Museum, but outside and just massive concrete. It would have been amazing.
I know it would have been. I mean, that the brain behind that place
is
just like, wow. So, and I've been there so many times, and it just never gets old. Mm-hmm. So definitely the City Museum.
That place as a child was magical.
Yeah.
Literally magical.
It is.
That and the when you're even smaller, what's the place in Kirkwood?
Magic House. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that place is awesome.
Magic House was amazing.
For kids, for sure. But yeah, those places, I'd also recommend probably, just go to definitely food. You know what I mean? Yeah. You have to, I think that if you come to visit St. Louis, you probably should carve out some time specifically for restaurants.
Yeah.
I think that that's just a true treat to be able to experience all the food that we have here, you know, and it's all like local owners 100%. And like, that's just a lot of places I don't know have that. Like, I know in the city for sure, like, I don't know many chain restaurants or anything I think that definitely make time for some restaurants, a good food. Even like the traditional St. Louis things, get some toasted ravioli, some gooey butter cake. Oh my God, I love it.
Go to the Foundry.
Oh my God, go to the Foundry.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They got all of that there.
They have all that stuff. Yes. And so I think that's a great, you know, place to visit too. Just to get a nice mix of things at the Foundry for sure. But yeah, I could go on for days, but you know, I would say those places for sure. That people should experience those. And then, you know, the museums, we have a lot of great museums here.
The Science Center is free, isn't it?
The Science Center.
Yeah, the Science Center is free too. Yeah.
The Science Center is free.
I haven't been there in a minute.
And so, yeah, just lots of places.
Yeah. 100%.
With the arch, they need to change those things they put you in. they try to fit like five people in that little,
there were four
like
four of us in there.
Yeah, it's like the one little fan. It's like, dude,
I don't even like elevators, and there's not a chance.
You've never been up?
Nope.
Oh, you have to do it once.
I'm good.
Yeah,
all right.
It's pretty tight in there, but
we need to like knock you out and then like drag you into it, and then
you'd have to knock me back out on the way down.
If you're claustrophobic or anything, I would not recommend. No, for sure. But I think exploring the museum down there is a great experience.
I'm scared of heights, but I do it. I've done it a couple times.
You wouldn't even go out on my balcony,
dude. That's weird.
So I can't imagine you up in the arch.
Well, you're enclosed. I don't like going up in the arch. Believe me, I'm up there for like 5-10 minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm out of here.
But once you're up there, it doesn't feel like you're up that high. But I think if you know looking out, you might have a moment. But it doesn't feel like
just the engineering of you being up there. I'm like, I don't.
I think it's because they built all the buildings. Yeah. Just as tall as it now. I bet back in the day none of the big skyscrapers were there and everything else was much smaller than it would have been much
it would have been crazy.
It's probably a total mind, you know, like explosion.
Tallest thing by, you know, quadruple. Crazy.
So you actually offer tours, correct?
I do.
Okay, so explain that to me. How does that work?
Yeah, so I been touring St. Louis for a couple of years now, you know, mostly by myself, but I do take people along typically. But I decided to kick off group tours and, you know, start taking people around just to give them a different, you know, perspective about the city and just some of the places that I know are pretty cool to visit and that they may not show up on a list of things to do, you know.
Sure.
So just making sure that I could kind of connect and not only not only out-of-towners, but in-towners, too. A lot of the people who have been touring with me have been in-town, you know, St. Louisans. Yep. So, and so I think that it's totally opened up their eyes and mine because a lot of the places that we go, pretty much most of them, they haven't been, you know. So, it's a lot of fun. It's totally, you know, people signing up, you know, on their own. And we have a bus, a party bus, and we get on the bus and we go around and I take them to local restaurants and just venues that offer live music 7 days a week and just different places that you can have a good time at if you just, you know, you need something to do and just open up, you know, to more experiences that you might not normally have, you know. So, but that's what the tours are, but they've been a lot of fun.
So I saw on your Instagram you do a lot of winery tours.
We did a winery tour this past weekend,
So, for the older group, I know we talked about the City Museum and the Magic House and things like that. For the older crowd, if you will, you know, 21 and up, when you come to St. Louis, maybe you don't want to go to, you know, the Magic House or things like that.
Yeah.
If you were to schedule a perfect tour day, what would be your perfect tour day for somebody, you know, over 21, you know, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Right. Well, first, I would like to know what you're interested in, because there's something for everybody mm-hmm. here. So if, you know, and also challenge what you're interested in too, mm-hmm. a little bit. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's not just, oh, I'm going to take exactly what you always do, yeah. you know. When I every tour, I start out with the group and I ask them before each stop, I'm like, have you been here before? And usually it's a no. Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha. So that's the goal, you know, like, mm-hmm. okay, great. And so, you know, it's just allowing them to be able to experience those places, in a safe environment, mm-hmm. because, you know, sometimes people are solo travelers or solo, you know, they right. may be here working or visiting, and they don't have a group to travel with or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah. we kind of, you know, gives them a space to do that. But in terms of just the perfect tour, I think we had a pretty great tour this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we went to Grafton, Illinois, yeah. And we took the route where you can see the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's beautiful. Like, yeah. mm-hmm. you know, I love water. If you like
on the Illinois side,
on the Illinois side.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
we left St.
Yeah.
Louis.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, but. And then, you know, of course, Missouri has its wineries and so forth. But, right. but yeah, and that was a great experience too. And, you know, we do have a lot of back and forth. I think with, you know, just those kind of areas, Alton and like mm-hmm. you know, across not too far from here. So, but that was great. I think just in terms of making sure that people have food,
yeah,
delicious food to eat, or, you know, just something good they can try that they hadn't tried before. Mm-hmm. And then cocktails are always great, you mm-hmm. know, so yep. sometimes the tours might include like a mm-hmm. place that makes, you know, they have a great mixologist sure. or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then also just my goal is for it to be completely new, mm-hmm. a new experience. You know, so yeah. I feel like if it's a new experience and you're taking them to places that are quality places, you know, you're going to get good customer service.
Yep.
And so can't go wrong with that, you know, because people will definitely remember bad customer service. Mm-hmm. So I'm not taking anyone anywhere. If I haven't had a great experience or I hadn't already, I right. feel like they're going to have a great time, you know.
Right.
But definitely just depends on the person, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. because if you're looking for a party. Then that would be a completely different, right. you know, like different places.
Yeah.
I would, yeah. yeah.
So,
and we did do a party all day tour, which was a lot of fun too. So I'll tell you where we went. So the first stop on that tour, we stopped at 1860 Saloon. You ever been there in Soulard?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh yeah. So that's mm-hmm. that's kind of like a party all day, right?
Yep.
They have
yep.
music all day long. And then the band that was there, I knew that band. So I knew they'd enjoy that. The only problem with that was that it's crowded because everybody, yeah. People follow that band. And so, but in terms of just a good time, I think that was, you know, a good start.
1860 is always a good time.
Yeah, it's fun. So we stopped at 1860 and then we went to,
It was a party, huh?
It was a party all day. No, it literally was a party all day. And so at the end of the night, the last stop was Club Viva in Central mm-hmm. West End.
Okay.
And they did a salsa lesson because they offered us lessons there.
What is Club Viva? You heard of this?
Yeah.
It's a Latin. Well, I think it's like the oldest international dance club in St. Louis or something. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But they basically have Latin night, Afro, a reggae night on Fridays, I think. And so, but it's fun. It's a very diverse group down
there. Yeah, reggae night Thursday, mm-hmm. Latin night Friday, African night Saturday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Interesting.
We'll have to do a reggae night, you and I.
Well, yeah, it's
They got lessons, dance
That's
lessons.
What I'm
they
saying.
Do, yeah.
I am awful at dancing.
Are you?
I'm not great.
I'm not a dancer.
Take the lesson.
Yeah, I know. I definitely need some lessons.
No, the instructor's great, you know. So, like, no. So we ended the night with that. But, yeah, just basically, you know, touring St. Louis and showing people mm-hmm. just St. Louis in a different way. So
right.
it's not necessarily the traditional
sure.
tour as mm-hmm. in, you know, hey, with the history. But, you know, I do throw a little history in there. But... definitely, if you want a history lesson, I know how to take you to where the experts,
Absolutely.
You know. So the Missouri History Museum.
I was about to say, they have a whole thing on St. Louis.
Oh, my God, yeah, they do. They offer all kinds of
The history of St. Louis isn't the best history on the planet. Kind of goes downhill over the last, really, since the World's
Probably
Fair.
A lot of places,
yeah.
but, you know,
we
did
the
hey.
World Fair, and that was...
And that was ever...
That was it. We're going back up.
We're going back up.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely are. So headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Hopefully.
We just need more people like you that are showing the good parts of it.
Oh, wait. I'm here, I'm doing it. Yep. You know, I definitely see purpose in it. So
absolutely.
So you talked about the wineries. Mm-hmm. Are the Hoffman, are they ever going to do anything with all that property that they bought, or did they give up on that?
I do not know.
Because I was just out there this weekend. They have like the Hoffman signs, mm-hmm. like on the different wineries that they bought, but like I don't see anything being done.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have no idea what you're even talking about.
So that the Hoffman family bought like sure. four of the wineries.
Okay.
Montel, Augusta,
Balducci,
and another one. And they're supposed to put a hotel out there. They're supposed to like turn it into like a.
I don't think that's happening.
Yeah.
I think it's just going to like, I don't know. I think I just heard.
Well, they just bought those wineries, up the prices, and did nothing else. It's insane.
I don't know.
I was at one this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go to the ones that aren't owned by Hoffman, you know, Sugar Creek, Noble Ice, all, you know, family owned here. In St. Louis, and I was at one of them that were owned by Hoffman because it used to be one of my favorites, and all of the wine was like $30 a bottle.
Yeah.
And it's like I get it,
mm-hmm.
but also I'm a wine snob a little bit, and I'm like, the amount of wine you can get for $30
right.
is insane. Like, this is like a $10 bottle that you get at a gas station. Like, don't disrespect me like that.
Yeah.
And it was just like the vibe was great as always, but it's like, just bring your own stuff.
Yeah.
Just bring your own stuff when you go out there. It's not even, I guess you can buy a bottle, but I always bring my own stuff, and then you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, bring your own and then support the winery a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
sure you're doing your part.
Yeah. But I always try and go to the ones that are privately owned or, owned by a family here locally.
Gotcha.
Because, it's sad. They just bought them up, and I guess that was it.
Yeah. I think that's the big thing about St. Louis right now is these companies know they can do that, mm-hmm. and nothing's going to change.
Yeah.
I think that's just the way we're going. And I think it'll get to a point where people will be like, okay, it's time to go back to how we did it. Where most of the places, like, I think the Hill is the only place right now that hasn't let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Hill is like its own little bubble.
Yep.
No companies are coming in and out of there.
Yep.
At all. No companies are buying those houses. It is like, I listened to the podcast last week, and Christian was like, most people that live in there are Italian, mm-hmm. and things like that. And it's going to stay like that. And I think at some point the St. Louis community is going to come together and be like, okay, we played your little game for a little bit here, but it's time for us to kind of get our places back, because that is what Hoffman is doing.
I think some of those residents and stuff they've been griping and complaining about that.
Yeah.
So for sure, mm-hmm. definitely has to come from that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We'll see. Are there any big changes in St. Louis? What's the big news? Anything happening? Anything being worked on?
Well, I'll tell you what's been giving me anxiety, just all the festivals that are coming up. Like, I think we're headed into, like, our festival season, so it'll be all the fun stuff that, through the summer, I'm a festival girl, so
okay, yeah.
I try to go to all of them, the Festival of Nations, and
The one festival is coming back to St. Louis this year.
Evolution Fest. It is. So
I'm glad that worked out for him. We had him on the podcast last year, and we were talking about it.
Yeah.
How before they launched the first one, and I was like, we need more stuff like this in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's coming back for a second year. It's awesome.
Yeah, I saw Fair St. Louis said they had some news coming up. I don't know if they've announced it yet or not, but I was definitely going to be looking for that information just to see if they're kicking that back off or what the plans are around that.
Yeah.
So Evolution Fest is back. I know I think headlining is Beck and The Killers and so I'll be in there. I went last year, and it definitely was a big, a big thing. So
where do they hold those at?
Forest Park.
Okay. That mm-hmm. makes sense. Back to Forest Park.
Yeah.
And that was a good place for it too.
Yes.
They had it, the setup was really nice. So
Yeah,
I didn't get the chance to go.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll go this year.
Yeah. They had a lot of good food out there.
They had a bunch of local restaurants.
They did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good food truck, culture here.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot
of them. Yeah, I think so, too.
Hey there, St. Louis podcast listeners. We've got some exciting news from our sponsor, Farmers Insurance of St. Louis, led by the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Lee. Mark Lee of Farmers Insurance is recruiting agency owners here in St. Louis.
That's right, Garrett, and everyone knows what Farmers Insurance is, and if they don't, they will now.
Yes, it's kind of a household name. That said, as many of you know, a large part of our audience is made up of badass business owners, entrepreneurs, and top producing sales professionals with an open mind like yourself. Farmers Insurance is currently searching for driven individuals who aspire to own their own business or already own their own business and want to add another income stream to join the Farmers Insurance brand and own their own insurance agency.
This is a stellar opportunity to build your own insurance agency from scratch, take over an existing agency, or if you're just a slow roller, we know you, the guys out there and ladies, get paid to train under an existing successful agency owner before starting your own.
Holy shit, Eric. That means that whether you have experience as a business owner or you've never heard the word business before in your life, there's a pathway to owning your own business through Farmers Insurance Agency led by Mark Lee.
That's right. You can become a Farmers Insurance business owner even if you've been homeless in the past, just like you.
Yeah, thanks.
If you've ever dreamt of being your own boss, building a team under a reputable brand, and making a difference in your community by offering top-tier auto, home, and commercial insurance to consumers and businesses in your area, Farmers Insurance of St. Louis, led by the godlike man himself, Mark Lee, has the perfect opportunity for you.
Visit insurancecareerstl.com to speak with Mark Lee, the district manager of Farmers Insurance of St. Louis, to become a Farmers Insurance agency owner today.
Did you hear that, St. Louis? Go visit insurancecareerstl.com. Insurancecareerstl.com. That is I-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E. Career, CAREERSTL.com.
To become a business owner today, again, one more time, visit InsuranceCareerSTL, as in St. Louis.com today, right now, this second, or reach out to us at stlouispodcast.com and we'll introduce you to Mark Lee ourselves. And I promise he won't spell out insurance and career to you.
Now back to the show.
There's a ton of, our food game is incredible. Mm-hmm. Like just the foundry, like there's like what, 16-ish spots in there, and they're all serving up amazing food in order to essentially hopefully get into a restaurant space.
Right.
So it's like a startup incubator. Yeah, 100%.
Smart.
Toasted was one of them. Mm-hmm. We had him on, and he was moving to the Hill.
Oh,
actually,
nice.
He purchased a property on the Hill, which is awesome. So yeah, our food game is incredible here in St. Louis, and there's so many different areas to try.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I mean you got Chippewa, then you can go over to Des Moines, you got Soulard.
Oh my God.
The amount of areas is incredible.
It is. Yeah. You could eat something different every single day.
Yeah.
For a whole year.
Yep.
I swear by that.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that. Mm-hmm.
That'd be tough. I don't know if I can find 365 different things that I like that much. Well, actually,
you chose the ravioli at most of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's very true. Oh, toasted. I don't know what it is about toasted ravioli.
You don't like it?
It's great.
Oh, okay. I was like, oh,
it's
no.
Great, and it's not really served anywhere else.
It's not.
No, you. I remember I had toasted ravioli. I was in like Colorado or something.
Yeah.
And I had to ask for it. It's like they didn't even serve it right. I'm like, all it is toasted ravioli.
Yeah.
You just fry it.
It's good.
You just fry it. I'm like, this isn't that hard. It's funny. There's some of the St. Louis things that we have are just hilarious. Like funnel cakes. You said that too, I think.
The gooey
butter. Oh, you said gooey butter.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't funnel cake St. Louis too?
Is it? I don't know.
It might have been
that.
The World Fair type of thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I just remember as a kid, anytime you go to Six Flags, you're like, I'm eating a whole funnel cake, 100%.
Yeah, funnel cake and a turkey leg. Yeah,
funnel cake and a turkey leg.
Big turkey leg. They had them at Evolution Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a turkey leg guy.
No, they're funny.
They're hilarious. Just the fact that you're walking around with a massive turkey leg just biting off of it.
Yeah.
It's a little barbaric.
It's
I don't know.
It's a little aggressive.
It is aggressive.
You're on a Six Flags ride just holding it out. It's a little much.
I like it.
Well, it was right. I remember the one was right next to Excalibur. So it's like eat your turkey leg and they go on Excalibur and throw it up all over the people underneath you.
I love that.
We need to go to Six Flags, man.
Is it still open?
Yeah.
It is. I think they're about to open or they just opened back up.
Yeah. So. I haven't been to Six Flags in a couple of years.
I haven't either. Because they have Fright Fest and all those things.
Yeah, they do.
I haven't made it
just the roller coasters are always a good time. Mr. Freeze riding that like 10 times and leaving.
Do you remember the Mine Train?
Yeah, it's still there.
Till the day I die.
Best yeah, ride. Absolutely. That's right. The first roller coaster I probably ever rode was the Mine Train.
It's the only one that's not violent.
Yeah.
Because I'm tall. So sitting in like the ninja or something, you just get banged around. Oh, you don't fit very well.
Ninja's awful.
Yeah.
You got a Batman's fine for you, though.
Okay. I'll trust you.
And Mr. Freeze should be fine.
I'll stick to the Mine Train. Over and over and over.
The one drop that they have that takes you into darkness.
Yep.
Classic.
Awesome. And when it's really hot outside, yeah. The shade feels good. Oh, it's the best ride.
It's like an AC when you go through there.
Yes. It's the best ride.
It's definitely not the best ride, but it's a good ride. It's a good ride. Mr. Freeze is the best ride.
There you go. Out of town or just go to Six Flags.
Yeah.
There
we go. Well, it depends.
Maybe.
It depends if they have a. If they have a Six Flags near them, we do have arguably the worst Six Flags, which is unfortunate. But
yeah, they make improvements here and there because I heard a new company bought it, or maybe they got more funding. So
well,
I think
Six Flags was like going out of business; like they're bankrupt.
Yeah, they're owned by
someone bought Six Flags though.
Yeah, I can't remember who owns them, but it's a big, big company, and they basically they're never going to shut down Six Flags. They have it in their plans for 2075 or something
Cedar
like that.
Cedar Fair didn't buy them, right?
No, it's another company. I can't remember what it is. But they bought it, and they basically said, we're going to keep it. It doesn't make us a ton of money, but it's part of St. Louis.
Cedar Fair is so buying Six Flags.
So, yeah, and they're never going to do anything.
$1.88 bill.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of the largest theme park operators in the Americas. I was about to say, because it was them two competing for the longest time, Six Flags and Cedar Fair.
Yeah.
Because Cedar Fair started, I believe, with Cedar Point. In Michigan, Minnesota, somewhere up there by the lakes. And then they just started purchasing a bunch. Cedar Fair kills it. They have like all the best roller coasters.
I'm a
roller coaster guy.
Yeah, I'm not. It's a...
it's weird. I'm a roller coaster guy, but like I forget what I was. I was watching a video and they were talking about a new roller coaster. And for the first time in my life, I was like, am I getting too old for this shit?
Yes.
No.
Yes and no.
I was like,
yes and no.
To be an enthusiast about roller coasters, I'm like, how fast does this go? Did you ever used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
No.
Oh.
And I don't think I'll ever be on another roller coaster until I have kids. I have kids, then I'll go back on.
Okay.
I'll relive.
I'm gonna have to sign you up for Big Brother.
They have a campaign right now. You should.
Yeah, yeah.
They're trying to get, I think, like a certain amount of people in a certain amount of days to vote.
Big Brother is?
Uh-huh.
There you go.
See interesting.
See if you can help them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did. Is that?
I'll sign up.
Are they? Did they? I guess they have a place here in St. Louis.
They do. Down in the Grand Center Arch District. Yeah, okay. They have an office down there, I believe. Okay. So yeah, but they do have a campaign going right now. I think they're trying to get a certain amount of.
How many kids do you think they have?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But we can find out. But I do know that it's going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That's awesome.
Being a Big Brother would be cool.
Yeah. We'll look into that.
That would actually be a fun time.
So, okay. And years ago when I was like in college. Mm-hmm. So it's a different experience, you know. I'll say that. But I think it's important too because it does kind of, you know, like, once again, allows some kid who may not necessarily be able to experience certain things, mm-hmm. kind of expose them to some, you know, more things.
I just think of the movie Role Models.
Well, you don't want to have that kind of thing going on, but
yeah. That movie's so funny. Oh my god, I miss comedy movies like that.
Yeah,
like there isn't good comedy movies anymore, and I don't know why that's the case. It just seems like. No one takes chances. I don't know what it is. No one wants to spend...
Because everybody gets so offended by everything.
Yeah. Everyone wants to laugh, though.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. Everyone wants to laugh, though.
But the things that we would have been laughing at, you know, some mm-hmm. of the things people just, mm-hmm. I don't know.
They cross a line, and then it's just not worth it for these companies to produce things like
right.
that.
Right.
So last Friday, I was at an event. There's like five or six guys that essentially started a group. And what they're going to do monthly is host events for people that they think in the community need more attention. So last month they were at they rented out a bar and they had a musician play that they think should, which she was amazing. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get her attention, you know, in front of people. And then last Friday we were at Saratoga Lanes and went across the street to the Focal Point in Maplewood, mm-hmm. which I didn't even know the Focal Point was like there. but it's like a, you know, it's a stage and it's like a small little event venue. It was
right.
awesome.
Right.
And they had four different comics come up.
Yeah.
And one, the main guy that went for half an hour was one of the guy's friends that has been doing stand-up forever, and just they thought he should get more attention. And then they had three other guys come up and do 5 minutes. And some of the stuff, I watch a lot of comedy. They were wild.
Really?
And no one, I was looking around. I was like, is there anybody? Everyone was dying laughing. Mm-hmm. So I think people are finally starting to laugh at stuff that maybe, you know, a year or two ago, someone would have been like, what? What'd they just say? Yeah. Well, who do they work for? We need to call their employer.
Right.
Yeah. But it was great. And I love seeing that type of stuff in the community as well. You know, those group of guys doing that is awesome. And it got me thinking on what, you know, obviously we have the podcast, which we love to do, and hopefully we can give back at least some to the community as far as having guests on here, businesses. You know, we talk about St. Louis, but really doing more.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking. I was like, you know, how do you start a group that can hopefully make impact like they are in their community? Because I was really jealous, like sitting there and jealous. That's not even the right word. I was more so thinking like I was having FOMO, because I've always like wanted to do something like that. And it's like, then you see it in person, you're like, holy shit, mm-hmm. that's cool. I want to definitely do something like yeah. that. So just, it got me thinking. I was like, there's a lot of, and especially young people, like they were all, everyone in there was 25 mm-hmm. to like 40 mm-hmm. or maybe 21 to 40. And it seems like that group of young entrepreneurs and business owners or just people that are trying to improve themselves, it's a tough, there's really not that much out there for those people here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And so it was nice seeing that, you know, there's like 100 people.
Oh,
I
yeah.
only knew, you know, I only knew a handful of them, and I right. got around and talked to a bunch of people, and it was great. Bunch of nice people I talked to, and I was like, this needs to be more of a thing.
Yeah.
Because every single person, it's like been a common, it's been a common thing. I've been having conversations with multiple people around my age that are 30, and it's like, you know, there's all these older guys in St. Louis. St. Louis seems like it's a lot of older money, mm-hmm. right? And they already have their crew, right, for the most
right.
part. So it's almost like building, you know, the group of people that you're trying to be successful with in St. Louis and trying to, you know, really be those next people here in St. Louis,
oh,
which I think is great because we need more of it. A lot of the people, you know, I know that are my age that aren't doing a lot, you know, they're not doing a lot.
Yeah.
They're just at home. They're playing video games or whatever, just hanging out, not doing shit. And it's like, are you bored? Isn't that boring? At some point, that's got
to
be boring, right?
But I don't know. Yeah, and I think it's important, too, like, you know, for people to be setting up the next, you know, mm-hmm. like, we should always be looking, you know, to make sure that once these people aren't here anymore, that
mm-hmm.
we have people that are, you know, ready to kind of, you know, to move things forward.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I think that in terms of those type of groups and, you know, like, I think that that's amazing. I try to do some mm-hmm. of that even through my, you know, like my platform, you know, just
right.
sharing local mm-hmm. musicians and different things. And I've seen some pretty cool things happen, you know, some people that I've highlighted mm-hmm. and, you know, so I definitely would love to do a lot more than that. But I think even you just having local people on talking about different things that they're doing around the city and mm-hmm. in the community is
mm-hmm.
just like,
yep.
That's huge for me. I mean, I think that that's just a huge thing. So you're already doing a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that that's great.
Yeah. And it seems like with, you know, a lot of business owners that we have on, it's just, they don't have the platform, right? Mm-hmm. They don't have a way to get out in front of people, and owning a marketing company, we know if they do want to, that could get expensive quickly. So,
right.
We've had a lot of amazing stories on this podcast. There's a lot of good stuff going on in St. Louis. Obviously, you watch the news, you know, like my parents do at night. It's like, you know, it's a half an hour, 25 minutes of it is, you know, here's this issue. And the last, you know, they have one story to kind of the heartwarming story. It's like,
right.
is that really what you want to be watching?
Right. Mm-hmm. And then some people, like a lot of people do watch the news. I mean,
right.
nothing, you know, against the news is definitely necessary, but they watch it all day. So
yeah.
you're just feeding your brain with all that
yeah.
negative stuff about
mm-hmm.
what's going on in St. Louis. And so.
Is there a positive, like, St. Louis station? I know they have positive, like, segments. Like, they have. I think Explore St. Louis is on Channel 5 or one of those.
Yeah.
They have like different shows during the day, but it just, what everyone watches morning or, you know, evening, it's like, it's not, And it's like that in every city. Right. Obviously, it's not just here that we get get the hate. It's news in every city. When you travel, you know, you almost turn on the news more when you travel, especially like if you're going, you know, you want to like pop the weather on or something. You're like, you're somewhere where you don't know. It's like, oh, let's see what's going on. It's like, this bad thing happened.
It's going to be negative. It drowns out the people like you that are trying to show the good in the city and things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a lot of why I do why I've continued to do this. I just honestly, I cringe when I, you know, hear some of the negative things. My grandmother's here visiting right now from California. And so right before I came here today, like she and I were talking about what she sees, you know, and it's negative. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's why I asked her. I said, okay, all these years you've been coming here to visit me and, you know, how many things have happened to you? And she says, nothing. Yep. So I'm like, you know, it's just, and that's not to say that there's not some crime that happens here. But at the same time, I don't think the perception, I think the perception is that I can't go there without getting hurt or my car getting broken into or something bad happening to me. And it's like, that's not true. You know, certain areas probably, you know, but that's anywhere. Like there are lots of cities certain areas just don't go to, you know. And so, but in terms of just overall, that's not happening every single where you turn in St. Louis, you know.
Well, there are people I know that won't go downtown.
Oh, I heard lots of feedback about that.
There are so many people from young to old.
That. Right.
Yeah, they're trying to change that.
Well, it was a recent thing. Mm-hmm. It was more so like recent. And I'm like, so you're just going to live in fear. You're not going to go to a Cardinals baseball game. You're not going to ever go downtown again. You're never going to go to Forest Park because you're scared of something happening. It's like, I live downtown on Washington Avenue. There is some sketchy stuff, but, you know, as long as you don't put yourself in bad areas, especially, you know, at night, for example. Right. Like, if you go during the day to Forest Park, like, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, it's the wave that we just had. We had the Foundry. We had Putt Shack. We had those places came in, which is the first thing besides, you know, Spruce Street, like Wild Wheelhouse, Midwestern, that's really brought people to the city, you know, and at least since I've been, grown adult.
Yeah, BPV.
Ballpark Village and things like that. Yeah. So that's the first kind of wave we've had. And then slowly, you know, some things have happened at the Foundry where cars got broken into. So you have that experience, and hopefully, you know, in the future, we can kind of have a good experience when we come to the city and not have that happen, because a bad comment goes way longer than a good. If your car, if you see somebody's car or somebody walks by you and says, you know, you're at the Foundry and says, oh yeah, my car got broken into last time I was here, let's hope that doesn't happen again, you're going to tell everybody you heard that versus you being there for 4 hours and it being a fantastic time.
Yep.
Bad word usually carries longer.
So,
you know, hopefully in the future, we can try to get people like you in there that are saying good things, you know, about that.
Well, go to any city. They're all getting broke. Cars are getting broken into and stolen. So welcome to living in a big city. But the whole hate of St. Louis on downtown, and it's always the people, of course, that are like furthest out in the county. It's like, we don't want you downtown anyways.
we want everybody downtown.
Yeah, no, we do.
It's going to be the people that are in Chesterfield, St. Charles.
Yeah.
It's going to be those people that flock to the city, and they're going to be the ones that I think kind of change the trajectory, because the people that live down there are already doing it. They're already enjoying it. They already love it.
Yep.
It's all the people that are out in Fenton, Chesterfield, Baldwin, Manchester, that area, that are not liking it. And that's a big part of Missouri.
Right.
So I think in the future that we could, have people like you that put a good word in for, you know, the city and bring those people out there.
Well, they still are not able to join the city and county, right? Because that's been a big thing too. Yeah. It's like the county uses a ton of assets that the city gives, but we don't. A lot of our money doesn't go there, especially if you never go downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's weird. It's like we as, you know, if you live in the county, you get to go down and use the city stuff, but your money doesn't go there.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Well, a lot of them don't go.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually,
that's true.
So,
that's
true. I have talked to a lot of people, North County, West County, like a lot of people don't, they just don't come down there, you know? And so, I think that that's really interesting, you know, and but
you're missing out.
It's true, you know, and yeah, I think hopefully I think the city, hopefully they're taking, you know, that very seriously, because that's important for the people, the residents here too. Mm-hmm. You know, it starts with us, right?
Yep.
You know, so, right. But yeah.
Yeah. I guess thinking about, you know, we're talking a lot about what we think St. Louis is going to, you know, be in the future. With your brand basically being building the St. Louis, you know, brand itself, and then also doing, you know, building your own brand at the same time, what's the future of, you know, the St. Louis tour guide lady? What's the future of that look like? Because it's going to, you grow, the city grows. It all goes together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, so, you know, in terms of, you know, what we're doing right now, I think that last week I actually got to spend time with Explore St. Louis. So that was I feel like kind of a missing link in a lot of what I'm doing, and so very, you know, happy to have been able to do that. Mm-hmm. And so also you know, offer just some of my insight, you know, because I do offer a different perspective, right. You know what I mean? I try to go to events all throughout, everywhere. I mean, I'm all over the place.
Yep.
And so, but in doing that, while I'm there, I'm not just sitting watching. You know, I engage with people, I talk to people, and mm-hmm. just kind of get feedback about what they think about St. Louis and what they think about the events. And so I think that hopefully, you know, more will come with that. You know, my goal is to honestly, what I've been doing, highlight the great stuff that goes on here, the people, right. You know, all the businesses. Mm-hmm. And so, because all that negative messaging, it mm-hmm. impacts those businesses too,
yep,
you know? And
does.
So I they don't, you know, a lot of places have closed and, you know, because people don't want to go downtown mm-hmm. and, you know, right. and stuff like that. So, I mean, I ideally, you know, I'd like to work a little bit more closer with, mm-hmm. you know, the people that have a bigger control over that narrative.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, more of that will come.
We need better marketing.
Yeah.
We do. I mean, it's just true. Like some of the
people. Does St. Louis have like a marketing budget for that, for like that type of stuff? I don't think I've ever seen like St. Louis commercials.
Outside of St. Louis, I was in Memphis mm-hmm. not too long ago at a hotel. And
there was a St. Louis ad?
On the screen. Yep. Mm-hmm. It did.
But we don't have it here for.
I don't ever see that. I don't know.
It's interesting.
I think so that's why people like you have such an important role, is because you guys are the marketing for St. Louis.
Yeah.
You guys are the ones handling all that.
Yeah. I just saw a commercial Illinois had going.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, about all the parks. I don't even know why I don't watch TV. I don't even know where I saw this ad. But, yeah, the Illinois had like a 30-second ad about Explore Illinois, like all the parks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are they advertising to me?
Yeah.
But St. Louis isn't.
Yeah, I think maybe, it's when you're out of town.
I was about to say, maybe it's common practice for it to happen mostly out of town mm-hmm. to attract people here. But
I mean, it makes sense, but you also want to keep the people here.
You need to know what's going on here, too.
Yeah,
for sure. Because we're all going to other places, mm-hmm. Illinois, mm-hmm. like, you know, because they're advertising. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, how far outside of St. Louis have you been? Are you a hiker? You go to parks? You go to Hawn State and places like that?
I am a travel blogger.
Okay.
So
okay.
I go everywhere. I'm actually going to Ohio this weekend.
Okay.
Blogging.
Okay.
So I go, I've been, you know, to the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. I haven't traveled internationally a whole lot because I have daughters that were younger. Yep. And so, but definitely that's, you know, I have a long list of places that I'm planning to visit. But right now, you know, I've mainly been focused just on St. Louis. I live here. Mm-hmm. I want it to be better. I want it to be its best.
Mm-hmm.
And then, too, I do some outside blogging also for small cities.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of fun because they don't get the attention they need either. And so they have fun stuff going on. So
awesome.
Yeah.
I saw a post, I think, on Instagram or something, and they posted a photo of their lunch from this school, and it was in a big city. And this lunch was a public school, and it was – the fact that this was a lunch was hilarious. It was terrible. It was like some macaroni, some fries, like a milk and some carrots or something like that. And the comments were like, all these people that lived in these small towns mm-hmm. were talking about how they had some of the best lunch food. 'Cause you have – Because you have, when you have a smaller town, you have that, I don't know, you just have that feeling. People are more connected interpersonally. So you had, like, they would, once a week on Friday, someone was talking about how they'd have a massive grill and everyone would get burgers and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm like, it seems like when we start to live in a big city and look at, like, numbers almost, and looking at everybody like a number, it almost takes, like, the personal feeling out of everything. And it even goes to lunches in schools. And I was like, this is crazy.
It's true.
And I don't think we have that in St. Louis. I think St. Louis is the smallest big city I've ever been to.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
Exactly.
Now I just lie. I'm like, MICDS?
Yeah.
CBC?
Yeah.
Which one makes me cool?
Yeah. Which one has the better lunch?
Yeah, which one? Yeah, no, which one has the better lunch?
I asked my friend. I was gonna adopt me a high school, and I said, which one should I adopt? And so I'm still looking for me a high school.
Okay. You gotta go. What would be a funny one? Someone actually was saying this, and it was a guy, and someone said like Ursuline, because that's a female school.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you said, like, a guy's school.
Yeah, like Chaminade or something.
Yeah,
like
Chaminade. There you go. Say Chaminade.
Okay, no. I mean, no.
Yeah. All right. So I'm curious, as far as I saw that you went on the Mississippi in a canoe.
Yay.
Well, that thing's a massive canoe.
Right.
I'm a Boy Scout at heart. I'm an Eagle Scout. So I did a lot of, and still do a lot of, canoeing and things like that. How was that? Because I've always wanted to go. I'm like, I don't know if I want to go on that river.
No, listen. So, okay. It was actually, so I'll say this.
Mm-hmm.
When we went was not that great because it was like drizzling a little bit.
It needs to be warmer.
Yeah, yeah. It was not very warm, but. I was the whole time I was just like, oh, I can't wait to do this when it's warm. You know what I mean? But, I think it's going to be awesome. And also, I don't know if you have you ever done anything with that company? Oh, my God. So they do.
Well, yeah. So I'm right by Simpson Lake. And
okay.
they I've gotten a board from them a couple times.
Oh, okay,
but yeah, they're
cool.
Great.
Yeah, but they do special tours. So they like do moonlight tours. And
really?
They also do these, which I'm trying to go to the next one, but they do these private chef tours.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so they
really?
Take you to like a remote kind of area. You guys, you know, paddle there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
But you have a dinner by they build a fire and they have chefs from around town.
That's cool.
And
private island dinner.
Yeah. And but they've been doing those, and so that's actually on my list of like hopefully happening really soon because
yeah,
I think that's
cool.
pretty neat.
So how far up and down the river do you actually go?
We went, like, we started.
You go all the way up to the confluence? I'm assuming you don't. Do you go that far? That's pretty far
well,
up.
Well, no, we just went to, like, down by East Bridge.
Okay,
and
okay.
And back, yeah.
Okay.
But it was a micro tour.
Gotcha.
A micro paddle.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, but they do go pretty far, though. And they have a few meetup points, so they don't just do it down where we were.
Sure.
Yeah, but,
How sturdy are they?
It was pretty sturdy. Nobody, I mean,
I would just be scared of falling out in the Mississippi. Like, that's not a big,
no,
that's not
guys,
a good place to be.
No, I wouldn't think so either. But those guys were great. They give you safety lesson before we get started, and you have, your protective gear on and everything. And they know what they're doing. Like, you can tell, like, they've been doing this, and they take that very seriously.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
But it was pretty, I think it was a great experience. I'm going to do it again. So,
the Eads Bridge is cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be celebrating its 150th anniversary. Or maybe right now. But sorry, I try to keep all my facts straight. But but that's happening right now. So, but yeah. So
awesome.
I knew someone that their grandpa or great-grandpa was blown off the Eads Bridge.
What?
Yeah, like 100 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Died by being blown off the Eads Bridge. I was like, you brought that up. Sorry. I was like, I was like, that's crazy being blown off a bridge.
But even building a bridge 150 years ago is still standing.
Crazy.
Think about that. You know, like, that's crazy.
I remember when they redid the Eads Bridge like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
They like redid that whole park down the whole, that side of the park over there to go into the landing. The landing, They just opened a bunch of their new apartments, I think, right?
Oh, did they?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
So they're, the landing is hopefully coming back to life, because back in, like, you're I missed the heydays, but apparently in the 90s it was,
I know,
heard it was booming.
Stories.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that, you know, a lot of money is going back into the landing, which is great. I think, you know, I don't know about conventions, but we need more conventions coming to St. Louis to pack out the hotels downtown. And then obviously those restaurants will be, you know, good all year long. But I think one of the issues is, are they putting money back into the convention center?
With where the Rams played?
Yeah, with all of that money that St. Louis got from the
settlement.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder. Yeah. The XFL had the, we had the largest turnout.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been to any of those games, but I want to go.
I think that's good for.
They're awesome.
They are. I bet.
Tailgate. Get there a little bit beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
They tailgate in the back of the, right behind the building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's interesting. Yeah, but apparently the UFL is hurting. Their view, or the, I don't know if you watched any of the other games, like their audiences are like not there.
Yeah, because we're, it works really well, I think, for a city like us that doesn't have a football team. But if you're,
well, they're in like Arlington. Yeah, I don't even know where they play.
If you're a team that, or if you're a city that has a real, you know, NFL team, and then you have, you know, this is basically like weekend football for those cities that have an NFL team.
Well, I'm worried that it's not going to make it.
I don't want to talk bad about it, but I don't think it will. It already hasn't worked once. The XFL didn't work.
I thought the XFL did go well.
Most companies only merge when it's not going well.
Right.
That's fair. I don't know. All I know is the UFL, they play good football. I was watching the games. It was good football.
The rules are just weird.
They're a little bit weird.
Yeah.
I like the extra point. There's no kicking for extra point. You have to go for 1, 2, or 3 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 2, 5, or 10 yard line. That was awesome. Yeah. Anyways. Yeah. That's all I got. You got any other questions before we wrap up and get out of here?
I don't. I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Making St. Louis a good spot.
Yes.
Yeah, you're welcome. I love it.
Let's tell the people, where can they find you?
You can find me. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. My handle is STL Tour Guide Lady. Also have a website. Just look up STL Tour Guide Lady and you can pull me up. On there I have a couple of blog posts about St. Louis, and I'll continue to do that. That's where you can find me.
Awesome.
And around town touring.
Oh, I forgot one last question.
Okay.
If you could pick one place out of any place, it doesn't have to be a restaurant, just one place that is your favorite place. What is yours?
My favorite place in this whole city?
Mm-hmm.
The Botanical Garden.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That's a good, oh my God. We didn't even talk about the Botanical Garden.
Oh.
So you remember then, I assume?
No.
No.
But I'm there a lot.
Okay. Okay.
They're going to be there next week.
Dude, Botanical Garden's great. I go there every year for Christmas lights.
Yep. Yeah.
And then they had the Jihuli glass.
Oh, that was so good.
Oh, my God. The glass was incredible.
Yes, yes.
I was like,
that
this
was so,
so cool.
Oh, man. And I follow that artist, and he's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cool spot.
Yeah.
My favorite spot?
What's your favorite spot?
Forest Park's great.
Oh, yeah.
You can't go wrong. Because from Forest Park, you can get whatever you want.
It's true.
What do you want? Where do you want to go eat? What do you want to go do? I mean, everything's within 10 minutes of there that you would want.
It's a good spot.
And when it's nice outside, yeah, nothing better. Go have a picnic, even though people don't even call it a picnic anymore.
Yeah, I like that. What about you?
Can you guess?
Cafe Napoli?
Napoli.
Every time.
You.
But that's not a bad one either.
Yeah.
Just so easy.
Dude, we have a lot of great parks here in St. Louis, like state parks, the zoo. The zoo's great. I haven't actually. I went to the zoo last year for they had like a German fest or something.
Yeah.
And they had, I think it was free, but they had like, you know, brats and German beer, and I was like, I'm a sucker for walking around outside any sort of festivities that includes, you know, a beer and some good food.
Right.
So there you go.
Right.
Yeah, zoo is great. St. Louis is, I'm like selling myself on St. Louis over and over again on this podcast.
I think I like it again.
Good.
All right. That's all the time we have for today. However, we will be back next week, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. More myself and Adam here If you're watching live or later, we said something wrong, said something you hate, said something you love, please leave a comment, like, subscribe, share. If you didn't like it, dislike it for whatever reason, you know, we have a couple of those people. It's all right. We love you, too. It's been a pleasure talking with you and hosting this podcast for the people of St. Louis. We'll see everyone again next week. Bye.
Thank you.
Boom.
Hey there, St. Louis podcast listeners. We've got some exciting news from our sponsor, Farmers Insurance of St. Louis, led by the man, the myth, the legend, Mark Lee. Mark Lee of Farmers Insurance is recruiting agency owners here in St. Louis.
That's right, Garrett, and everyone knows what Farmers Insurance is, and if they don't, they will now.
Yes, it's kind of a household name. That said, as many of you know, a large part of our audience is made up of badass business owners, entrepreneurs, and top-producing sales professionals with an open mind like yourself. Farmers Insurance is currently searching for driven individuals who aspire to own their own business or already own their own business and want to add another income stream to join the Farmers Insurance brand and own their own insurance agency.
This is a stellar opportunity to build your own insurance agency from scratch, take over an existing agency, or if you're just a slow roller, we know you, the guys out there and ladies, get paid to train under an existing successful agency owner before starting your own.
Holy shit, Eric. That means that whether you have experience as a business owner or you've never heard the word business before in your life, there's a pathway to owning your own business through Farmers Insurance Agency led by Mark Lee.
That's right. You can become a Farmers Insurance business owner even if you've been homeless in the past, just like you.
Yeah, thanks.
If you've ever dreamt of being your own boss, building a team under a reputable brand, and making a difference in your community by offering top-tier auto, home, and commercial insurance to consumers and businesses in your area, Farmers Insurance of St. Louis, led by the godlike man himself, Mark Lee, has the perfect opportunity for you.
Visit insurancecareerstl.com to speak with Mark Lee, the district manager of Farmers Insurance of St. Louis, to become a Farmers Insurance agency owner today.
Did you hear that, St. Louis? Go visit insurancecareerstl.com. Insurancecareerstl.com. That is insurance. Career, careerstl.com.
To become a business owner today, again, one more time, visit insurancecareerstl, as in St. Louis.com today, right now, this second, or reach out to us at stlouispodcast.com and we'll introduce you to Mark Lee ourselves. And I promise he won't spell out insurance and career to you.